We all know that Barbados is a water-scarce country, and we've been warned to anticipate more drought in the coming years. With this in mind, what are the farmers themselves doing to better prepare for such an eventuality? It's a question we put to CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, who says that individual farmers are capturing water.
In relation to the vegetable areas, it is a bit more difficult because unless you have natural drainage channels, say like the river, where there's a stream that goes through different areas of land, but even in that region, it is not available throughout the year, and there has to be some management of the water resource there. So that is a strategy, of course, that, you know, is really, that's still dependent on the amount of water available. The other thing, of course, is to use drip irrigation, or at least to try to ensure that you only use the water that is necessary to cultivate the plant. And that is especially important in the irrigated areas. So what they try to do is to reduce the use of water as much as possible. So there are different strategies that are being tried on an individual basis. And that's what they're concentrating on, trying to look at new techniques of water harvesting and employ them as much as possible.
What are the hurdles to a greater sense of collaboration among farmers in coming up with a plan of action that can be put to government?
Well, first of all, you have to have a zonal approach because, for instance, farmers and river, that's the ideal situation where there's a pond there. But one of the things is that you have to do work on the pond, and in many cases, they rely on government to do it. I think sometimes what you need to have is sort of a partnership where farmers can work with each other in order to address these issues. But you have a very individualistic approach to agriculture in many of these areas. So you don't have the level of cooperation, for instance, that would ensure that farmers can work with government to supplement resources that are needed in order to, say, construct a reservoir there where at least you have the water being collected and being used by all the farmers. The other issue, of course, is the management of that. At an area, for instance, like Spring Hall Land Lease Project, for instance, that is an area where you have basically one well, and what they do, what the government does up there, is that they actually manage the distribution of the water to the individual farmers, but the government takes responsibility for that. What, of course, maybe you would like to see is that there are some natural water collection areas, even in Spring Hall, there are natural water collection areas. And what you would like to see is maybe a partnership between, say, government and the farmers, which allows for the development of that water collection facility. That is something, of course, that I think would be beneficial. But the problem is that you don't get the level of collaboration among the farmers themselves and government too, by the way, in order to ensure that it is done.
We put it to Mr. Paul that agriculture is one of those areas where it appears that many of those involved expect too much from government and are not self-reliant enough.
And I can agree with you there, but it is no less than happens in other sectors. The only thing is that, as I indicated before, is the social agenda. As a matter, too many instances, I think you have a situation where you have even farm units. I mean, like, for instance, the recent feed program that the government is doing, we have to look very carefully at the size of the farming unit. And one of the issues is that we have to be careful is that we establish non-viable farm units. Because, you know, one of the things that we don't respect is the fact that we live in a tropical environment. And truly, for a farmer to make a reasonable living off of the land, he demands land of a certain acreage. If you don't give him that minimum acreage, it's going to be very difficult. And sometimes you have technicians who don't appreciate the fact that when you see land lying down there, it is not that it is lying, it's not useful. But in some cases, especially in countries such as ours, you have to rest the land in order for it to catch itself. But the point I'm making is that sometimes we sacrifice the nuance, the techniques that you use in terms of being a successful agriculturalist for social concerns and social issues. And I think sometimes you need to move that out, because truthfully, not everybody is suited to be a farmer.
James Paul of the Barbados Agricultural Society. It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.